ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Katz. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Rabbi and Mrs. Chaim Shlomo Metz, Le'ili Nishmas, Rabbi Aaron Brafman Zatzal, Harav Aaron Mordechai ben Shlomo Zalman Zatzal.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is two round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop, and the third prize, a full set of Art School Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or four tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
Sanhedrin Daf Kuf is the sugya of Apikiris. We start on the Gemara, the end of Sadik Testament base. That's the Haskalah, the sugya of Apikiris. As before we start the sugya, just a couple of Hagdama Benyin Apikiris. What is the Pirish Amila Apikiris? As Rashi in Ervin Da Samach Gimlam and Aleph says, is Meduyik that the Pirish is a Mechutzef, Chutzpah. Is an Apikiris is someone who has Chutzpah. Pirish HaMishnayish says it means he's Mezalzel, which is also the same thing as Chutzpah. As Lefize, when the Gemara says Apikiris is someone who's Mevazet Tamat Chacham, the Gemara in Tzadik Tesmer Beis, Daf Kuf Amir Aleph, brings a whole bunch of Siurim. Apikiris means somebody who's mezalzel, who's mechatzef klapi tamidei chachamim. The Yad Rama and the Maral, they learn the word apikiris is miloshin, the shayrish is miloshin hefker. This is apikar, hefker. As the Rama says, two knechim in the pirish of hefker. Number one, he's mavker atzmoy laveira, void by mevaza tamad chacham. He says what it means is he's a mafke, the covet of the Talmud Chacham. The Maral explains the hefker in a different knech. He says he's noyik, ilu the oilam is hefker, and there's no one who's on top of him. He could do whatever he wants. Klapi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, klapi other people, tamid HaChamim. He does what he wants. Meisen the Rambam in Perek Gimel Hilchos Tshuva Halacha Ches lists off as one of the tzir of the Apikiris is Misha Oimesh Eina Kadosh Baruch Hu Yedeya Meise Bnei Adam. Mamish like this Maral that he's kilo, the world is hefka, you could do what you want. The Oinish of Apikiris is number one what it says in the Mishnah She'ein Lechilet La'ilam Haba. Salin is a chomedic einish b'yoyser. Number ein the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Zayin. The Rambam brings it la'aloch and Shuvah Peri Gimel la'aloch avov. That's moisif nochich nech to the einish. Not only does he not have chelik lo'olam haba, but the needle al goydem risham la'olmei olamim. The hainu b'mkoyim lo'olam haba le'netzach le'tzachim. As v'chalila the nenesh ba'einshim. Rambam Gradu says it on Mishnah, on all the Kitim that are in the Mishnah, not just on Apikiris, a chelik of them are moving the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. What's the makar that ain't lam chelik loilam haba? The Brais and Daf Sadik Tes, as it's a Dvar Hashem Boza. We see over here the Chomer Oinish in these in Yonim. Not only in them chilik loylam habis, einish is einitz nitzri, and kamatzarch lizarbis, achab chodim. What is an apikiris? As the Gemara over here in the Banam Asadik Tesamit Beis, Ad Kufamit Aleph says it's a mavaza talmidei chachamim, and the Gemara brings a bunch of siurim, eza oifin, zi mavaza a talmid chacham. Rather, in Rashi, in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Zayin, in that Gemara we quoted, it says that his Oynish is Lenetzach Nitzachim. Rashi saying it's going on the Pikiris of the Talmud Chacham, like the Gemara over here. I was learning Rashi here, Rashi in Rosh Hashanah, because you would learn not be kairos. If someone who's mufasa talmud chacham, like it's mavur in the Gemara. The shaila is in the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva Perigimel Halacha Ches. There's a chiddush. The Rambam says, what is an apikairos? He's bringing down the Mishnah, the Elu Sheilam Chelik Loilam Haba. And he says, apikairos, someone who's kaifer benavua, Hashem is medabal bnei Adam, he's kaifer benavua, smoish rabbeinu. He says, in a Kodesh Baruch Hu Yodea Maisa bnei Adam. As the Rambam is saying, that an apikairos is a kaifer, which is really the standard nusuch, the way people use apikairos, mizman hazeh, is on a kaifer, like the Rambam. The Keshev Mishnah asks on the Rambam two shaylas. Frek the Keshev Mishnah, Hare the Gemara over here says a different shot. As what does the Rambam bring siurim that it doesn't say in the Gemara? Aleph, Beis. Why doesn't the Rambam bring the siurim of the Gemara? In the Rambam's being mefarish the Mishnah is a koifer. Hare the Gemara says a different pirish. What's pshat in the Rambam? That's frek the Keshev Mishnah. So we miyashiv the Rambam, miyashiv in two halakim. The first shayla is, why is the Rambam mafarish apikairos different than the Gemara? As the Mirin, the Mishnah says, that the MS, the tzir that the Rambam brings, that's the pashat of pshat in apikairos. And Bez Hashem, we'll see in other places in Shas, that's the meaning of apikairos. No, the Gemara held that such an apikairos, that's a kaifer mamish, that's his poshet, that the Mishnah doesn't have to say. Avadi is nichlal in kaifer, kaifer b'tchias ha-mesim, avadi is ein lechelik loylam haba. As if the Mishnah is saying apikairos, the Gemara learned that the Mishnah must be marbet seer, which is a mechudish dika apikairos. They would have thought it's not ein lechelik loylam haba. Is that the Gemara says, is a mevazat talmud chacham. The Miri is a Mefteach to open up the Rambam, to understand the Rambam. That there's two kinds of apikairos. So my father, the standard apikairos is a kaifer. The Gemara over here is saying there's nacha meaning in apikairos. Klapi ein loy chelik loylam haba. As the makar of the Rambam that you find the word apikairos used on a kaifer, l'chayr is the Gemara navoy dezara daf chavav amid beis. The Rambam builds the Hilchos Hetzeach Perik Dalet HaYocha Yud. That Gvaldiga Chiddush in the Gemara, the way the Girsa of the Rambam is in the Gemara, the Kamari Shainim that occurs like the Rambam argues is rather not that way. But the Girsa of the Rambam in the Gemara is that there's a mitzvah to be Hayrig and Apikairos. Somebody who's Apikairos, and there's certain people, let's say somebody who's a Gazlan, it says if they fall into a bar, because you're not maleh, but you don't push him into a bar. There's no mitzvah to kill him. Somebody who steals, not a gazel berega echad. Somebody who's a mumal, a mitzvah echad. He's always over on it. But somebody who's a apikairos lefi the Rambam, mitzvah lehargoy, lefi the noisai lebar. Because what's an apikairos that's mitzvah lehargoy? Rambam says over there is a Misha Koifer Betoira Umnevua. He doesn't say Misha Mavaza Talmud Chacham. Why doesn't he say Mavaza Talmud Chacham like we'll see he says over here, like the Gemara over here? And here the Rambam learned that Mitzvah Lahargoy is only by these people that are Koifrim, that they're a Sakana to other people, that they Chas V'Chalila cause people to go off also like them. As then mitzvah lahargoy, but I'm a vazet talmud chacham. There's no mitzvah lahargoy. Another dogma in the Rambam is the Rambam in Hilchos Shchita Perik Dalet Halacha Yud Dalet passing that apikairos has a din of a goy, and a shchita is nevela. Ba'idapam the Rambam over there when he says dinay k'goy, the Rambam says an apikairos is a koifer. Do you get the Rambam that I'm a vazet talmud chacham? Is ain't dinoy ke goy. As lefiz is doch mamish mavum oy the Rambam. Nahainu, there's two dinam of apikairos. The din apikairos ke goy. The din apikairos that is mitzvah lahar goy. Das is a din by koifer mamish, koifer nevua, koifer moishe. He says, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yodea Maaseh Bnei Adam. Then there's Nachadin, Mefasa Talmud Chacham. So Mefasa Talmud Chacham, that is in Lechelik La'ilam Haba. That's under the Sugya. The Sugya is saying it, Lerbusa, that Afilu Ein Lechelik La'ilam Haba, as a Din HaPikaris, Klapi Ein Lechelik La'ilam Haba. Avada, the other Din HaPikaris, which is a Goy B'chol Dav Avada, he is also Ein Lechelik La'ilam Haba. This is Miyashiv, the first Shiloh. Where's the mucker of the Rambam? Why didn't the Gemara say this seer? Because these are Pasha. Now the Shiloh, Shnir the Kesef Mishnah, why didn't the Rambam bring down Mavaza Talmud Chacham? The emes is, the Rambam does bring it down. In the Hemshech of the Perek, in Halacha Yud Dalid, the Rambam brings down the Mavaza Talmud Chacham is Ein Lo Chelik La'olam Haba. The Kesef Mishnah sword. And the Kesef Mishnah means, why does he bring it separately? As the Bemis, if you look at the Rambam explains, because this din of Avaza Talmud Chacham is Cholik, it's more Kal. Koidum Kol, the Rambam says, it's not as Chomer as a Koifer. Koifer is an Avera Chamura. Masha'en gain this is an Avera Kal. He's also in the Chelik Loilam Haba, but it's not as Chomer. The Rambam says a chiddush that it's only someone who's ruggle b'kach, meaning somebody once in a while is mafazet talmud chacham, but he's not ruggle b'kach, as he's in lechelik loylam haba. It has to be someone that his habit is to be mafazet talmid chachamim. As lefi says, doch zeh gishmak, meaning the way the Miri set up the Mishnah is Dach Mamash Nifledig, meaning the Mishnah is saying Apikoyah saying Lechelik Loilam Haba, which is going on Koifrim. The Gemara says Veshetayda Lecha, the Mishnah was knocking it to Lerbusa, that there's another kind of an Apikoyah, which is more Kal Taka, there's different Gdarim, but that's also an Ein Lechelik Loilam Haba. What is an Apikoyah? It's Rashi over here, just the Gemara is Pashas Mashma one way, and the Rambam Kilu brings us, opens our eyes that there are other sugyas of Apikiris also. The Gemara is here handling the Apikiris of Ein Lechelik Loilam Haba. Apikiris of Koifer, that's also Nichlal in the Mishnah. The Shari Tshuva in Shav Shlishi, you know, it's Kuf Mem Zayin, Kuf Mem Ches, is Marech on the in those way the Sharish Shuv is Marech on the Kitim She'enam Chelik Loilam Haba. So from the 10th of the worst Averis, meaning he lists off levels, the first one Darabanan, the second one Essay, the third one Lav, Chomer of the Averis, as this is the 10th highest Chomer de Gavera, 10th level, Zein Lechelik Loilam Haba, as he brings down the Gemara of Bizei Talmud Chacham, explains the chesaron of Bizei Talmud Chacham, why the oynish is so chomer. As he says, because when there's kavod talmidei chachamim, as everyone will want to be oved Hashem, and they want to follow in the footsteps of the Talmud Chacham, and they want to listen to Talmud Chacham. But when people are mevazeh talmidei chachamim, number one, people won't listen to them, they won't be able to be mashpia. Number two, people won't want to be a Talmud Chacham. Say, people are going to mechaven to be a Talmud Chacham l'shem kavod. You should want to be l'shma, as Dr. Ben Yaina. We all know you should be loymid shalai l'shma, mitrech shalai l'shma, ba l'shma. V'oid, Dr. Ben Yaina, habe, when they see the kavod of Talmud Chachamim, it'll be ma'ira them to do it l'shma, because I see the specialness of a person who learns Torah. Somebody's mevazeh Talmud Chacham, he's doing lehepach mizeh. And he speaks out over there, that's the goydel achet of kavod rishayim also. Now a person's being mechavod rishayim, he's doing lehepach, he's married to people, it's g'day to be a rasha, chas v'chalila. So he speaks out in those kuf mem tes and kuf nun beis. And Ois Kuf Nun Tet Nun Ches in the Hemshech is Ma'irer Nachan Akuda in Bizei Talmidei Chachamim. He says that it's a Chil HaTorah and it's a Chil Hashem to the Torah itself. And like he started off this Kitim, that our Ikur in this world, our Tachlus is to be Mechaber Hashem V'Torasai. Somebody who's mevazet talmid chachamim is showing you that Torah is not mechubed. So mele, this is a chil Hashem gadol. Because that's the reason why his einish is kol kach chomer, that he's ein lechelik olam haba. That's the Rabbeinu Yoine in the Tamim. What's the chomer shabai? It's lemaisa lemanu what the pirish amila is, the einish is, what is an apikiris, and what's the tam, why it's kol kach chomer. Okay, now we'll go into the Guf HaSugya to be Mefarish Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara in the bottom of Sadik Tesamid Beis brings down a Chiddush, the Fi One Man the Yama, the Ravaza Chaveri Bifnei Tamad Chacham, is also Ein Lechelik Lailam Haba. The Shaila is why? What did he do as the Shari Chavin Shuva in Shai Gimel Ois Kuf Nun Hei? That's an interesting Pshat in the Gemara. He says that Enochinami, he wasn't Mevaza the Talmud Chacham himself, but if you Mechavet a person, as you're not Mevaza someone else in front of him also, as it shows that he doesn't have the proper Hidr to a Talmud Chacham. And on that, you also lose your Chelek in Olam Haba. And Mevur and the Rabbeinu Yoine, Gevaldig Chiddush, that not only for the Bizayin, but Chesaron and Kavod, also is Gairim to lose Olam Haba. It's a very big Chiddush. You have to be careful when we deal with Talmidei Chachamim not to do anything in front of them which is not Matim. The Kesef Mishnah is Medayik the Rambam and Tshuva Perigimel Halacha Yudalid. He doesn't bring this. He only says Mevazeh Talmud Chacham. He tines that he paskins not like this man the Yoma, the like Rabbeinu Yoina. Move on to Daf Kuf. The Gemara says in two places, in Sadik Tesamid Beis, Daf Kuf, that one of the problems is he says, Mayahani le Rabbanon. That's a Mevazah Talmid HaChamim. What do the Talmid HaChamim help us? Or he says, Hani Rabbanon, those Rabbanon. You see how careful you have to be when you speak on Talmidei Chachamim. Yeah. Talmidei Chachamim and L'chayr B'nei Torah too. The people that use words like parasites, Chas V'Shalom, people they suck money, they should go to work. Yeah. To be very, very careful when you speak on them. Ba'ifin shal b'zayin. We know that this every a person is allowed to be a Talmud Chacham. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is maspik lo yayidei achirim. It's not an hoga bezuya faker. He's doing something roi. He's mysterious nefesh. He wishes he could have a matzah where he wouldn't have to come on to others. But he's willing to do that kadei to be loymed the Torah of Hashem. As he gets credit for doing something special. We should look down upon him for it. Inishvi, we should talk about it. And when we disagree with things that Talmidei Chachamim do, because Lemaisa there are kolam, the mashal, if Reva the Tziva holds one way and Amir holds one, another way, as we go bus on the Reiv, Abba, if Reiv Talmidei Chachamim hold one way and Amir hold one way, as Halacha is Amir for Rabbim, Halacha for Rabbim. But you don't have to be mevaza the mir just because they said something that you don't hold of. You should never be mevaza anyone that says something just because you don't hold of it. Yeah. But when you mevaza Talmud Chacham, this is very chomer. So a little bit of a shayla in the leading of Bizei Talmidei Chachamim. Chafetz Chaim says a chiddush, and that being that the Inyan is al schil Hashem. Let's say there's someone that the Velt holds of is a Talmud Chacham, and he's not a Talmud Chacham, but the Velt holds of he's a Talmud Chacham. So you have to be careful how he acts also. You shouldn't make a Chil Hashem, because he's Chas V'Shalom being doing a Chil Hashem Gadol. Yesh lan in this Inyan HaMavaz a Talmud Chacham. Even if Lamashal, you know a person that people think is a Talmud Chacham, but you know the truth that he's not really a Talmud Chacham. If you're going to say to people that think he's a Talmud Chacham bad things, that's also a bizei of a Talmud Chacham. Not everyone's going to believe you that he's not a Talmud Chacham, even if you explain it to them. Of course, if you don't explain it to them, not being machlet. I knew someone who developed his machzik as a Talmud Chacham. Are you allowed to be mevaze? It'll cause a chil Hashem. The time of the Rebbeinu Yoinu, you're still making a chil Hashem. People think he's a Talmud Chacham. The Chafetz Chaim, Rabbi Ruchim used to say, Bnei Torah Shebedar, the Bnei Yeshiva Shebedar, people look at them like the Talmud Chachamim. She said, you have to be careful when you speak about Bnei Yeshiva also. If it's speaking about them in a way that causes a chil Hashem. This din of Talmud Chacham, he doesn't have to be a baki b'kach tayrikula and be able to be oine b'chol makam to have a din of a Talmud Chacham. Whatever is near a chil Hashem, a person should be careful for. Because we're not being machlet din yanim, being ma'ir, kedai li zar tzarech shelus rav. One of the things is a koyre le rabbe b'shmai. The Gemara's mevur. It's even when it's not Bafanov, because Gersik called Elisha by his name, even when he wasn't Bafanov. The Rambam in Mamrim Perek Vav Halacha Gimel is Moisif, that even B'moisai. Ramon Yeredei and Simin Reish Ben Beisif Katan Tezvav says that if he says a shame shall covet before Rabbi, it's Mutter. And like Rashi says in our sugya, that if you call him Avi, if you call him Moiri, and then you say the name, it's Mutter. The Makor, the Kesef Mishnah, brings down in Perikei Halacha Hey, is Bimashi Yeshua Amad Doini Moshe Kiloyim. The Rebbeim with the Snabe B'machane. B'midvoy Perik Yud Aleph Pasuk Chaf Ches. Yeshua said to Moshe, Adoini Moshe Kilayim. How could he say Moshe? It's his Rebbe. Because he called the Adoini, he called him a Lashon Shel Kavod. That's the Makor of Rashi, that when you give a title of Kavod to your Rebbe, then you're allowed to say his name. Basically, Chuvan Sifkot Yud brings a raya from over here, that over here Yeshua said it in front of Moshe. As you see, the heter, when you call him with the shame shall covet, is even Bafano. Mashal, if your Rebbe's name is Moshe, you're allowed to say Rev Moshe when Rev Moshe is in front of you. Because over here, you call him Adoini Moshe, Kiloyim. She brings the Shach, which holds not that way, although the Koyah, the Raya, is a starker Raya. Afterwards, the Gemara brings a story of Liglig Oysa Talmud. Rabbi Yechanan was darshan on the Shar of Yushalayim, Asad Lavoy. It was going to be made from beautiful stones. Muska, you see the Schar Asida, the Goydel Aschar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sadikim, the Yoifi of just the Sharim of Yushalayim, how beautiful they'll be, and not to watch, to see. Oshkein the Yoifi of Yerushalayim itself, Ve'hayofe, Mesois Kol Na'er, which will be Be'ez Hashem B'mheira. There was a Talmud who didn't believe that what Rabbi Yechanan was dashing, that they're going to be stones that are so big. And at the end, it says that he was Nosem Ba'ena V'meis. As the Drasha Saran in Jewish Chamishi says, you see over here that Amol Chazal Darshan tremendous things in the Schar Shel Asad Lavoy. So a person could wonder, could it really be? Could it really happen? Such special things, such miyuchadiga things. As the Ran says, you see over here, you really have to be careful that even what Chazal is darshaning in Agoda, afilu hachi, if you're not maimin, you have a din of an apikairis. And he says that's the reason why he was Hergoy, like we saw in the Ramah Tzeach Perek Dalet Halacha Vav, Pili Gemar Navoidu Zara Davcha Vav, that Napikairis is Mitzvah Lahargoy. You have to be very careful with these things, to be Maimin Be'emes, and even if sometimes the Rishayim will say that it's a Mashal, my Basel, a famous Jewish Rashba, that says v'chol atzei yayim cho chaf. And the Rashba says that he has no problem believing that Los Lavoi Hashem will make the trees grow hands and they'll clap their hands, if that's what the pasuk means. He says it's a muchach, it may be a mashal for something else, but if it's true, he'll believe it. He has no problem believing the trees will grow hands. But sometimes you have to be mefarish Chazal as a mashal. It's more mistaber that Chazal meant a mashal. The Rashba was klor magish. If that's what it means, if that's what Chazal dashen, psik nekuda, the Rashba will believe anything that Chazal dashen, like we see in our Gemara. As it says, nasam by einav umes. You find it in other sugyas also. What's this Indian of nasam by einav umes? How could he kill him from being mistakel? The Ramban has a sefer Igeres Hakodesh. Yeah, is the Ramban tachas the Messiah? Yesh mefak v'kim. That's not really the Ramban. Rina Shvi Arishin wrote it. It was an Igeres Hakodesh where he speaks about kedushas ha'adam. Because it's about the Anagas Benish Le'ishtai, the Kedusha Ba'isa Yin Yanim. As with Teich and Yanim, he explains what's Nasim Ba'in of Umes in Perek Hay. He says, a person who's always Dovid Bashem in everything that he does, as he has a tremendous Kayach, that his Machshava should be Miskayim. He's speaking about the Kedusha Sa'adam, how he has to watch on his Machshavas. He brings that this Gemara that you see at Tzaddik who feels that a person should be Nifter and he looks at him Kihilu like he deserves to be Nifter. The feel of what a Tzaddik is Choshev Baliboy, if he looks at him, it's Miskayim. That's the Koyach of Tzaddikim that are Tveikim Bashem. That's also why they have a Koyach of Bracha. Because being that the Dovid Bashem, Hashem makes what they think, what they say should be Niskayim. The Rishash asked the Shaila, and that the Maisa was that he didn't believe Miyad. Rabbi Yochanan didn't do anything. So he came back and he told Rabbi Yochanan that he saw it in the Yam, and then Rabbi Yochanan killed him. Yeah, the Rishash asked, why didn't he kill him right away? As the Rishash says, Rabbi Yochanan didn't know. He didn't know, he didn't believe him. You know, so everyone's sitting in Shir, he didn't realize that there's certain people that argue on the Shir. It was only afterwards when he came back and he said that because he saw it, he believed it. As then he saw that he was Layhem in Meikara. As the Fila Rishash, really the first reg he didn't believe. He was Mechoyim Mister, just Rabbi Yochanan didn't know. Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz in Sichas Musa wants to learn up different. He says that Bemes, if he heard something and he wasn't Mamin, he wouldn't have been Nenash. So it could be this person, it was Mufka, it was something he couldn't understand. It's not so terrible. But when he was raw, for him in more than a Talmud Chacham, when a Talmud Chacham says it, oh, you could understand it, it's not beyond your comprehension. Just because only a Talmud Chacham says it, then you don't believe it, that was his Einish. Meaning, if it's something beyond comprehension, when he saw it in the Yam, he would have said, okay, I obviously made a mistake, I didn't see clear. But if when you see it, then you believe it. That's by a Talmud Chacham when he says it, it's not, also shouldn't be believed. And Rav Chaim Shmulevitz wants to answer the Rishash Shailo. The Gemara then brings. As the Maral in Der Chaim, his Pirush and others, Derech Chaim in Perikei Mishnah Chaf Aleph, and in other places, sees in this Gemara a Gevaldiger Remez that of what a person is. a person is like a Makom Mikdash. He says that there's three things. There's the person, Ashan is called. There's the person, place, and Zman. The three things that Hashem created in the world. As he says, the most special person is the Adam, who's a tzaddik. And the most is the Adam Klal Yisrael. Sorry, the most special person is Klal Yisrael. The most special makom is Mikdash in the world. Klal Yisrael in a person is like the makom and Mikdash Umas, the rest of the world. They're both the Chi Kadosh, the makom of Ashrash Shechina. That's the reason why Koimis Adam is Ki Koimis HaMikdash L'lamedcha Hainu Hach. A person is a Mikdash Mat. And he's masbir with this, the Gemara before on Daf Sadik Beis, Kol Adam Sheyesh Beideya Kilu Bana Beis HaMikdash B'yamav L'fi Zeh. Because every person is a Mikdash Mat. That's why Dafka Kishyesh Beideya, as he explains, the Yichud of Klal Yisrael is where Ruchnius, the person whose Nimshach Acher is Chaymer, is Gashmius, is Behemius, he loses his Suris Adam. Like it says that Atem Kuyim Adam, Klal Yisrael Kuyim Adam, and not Goyim. The Mela, somebody who's Yesh Baideya, he lives his life, Al Pi is Das, he's Daimet to a Mikdash. The Sivis Atayra, in the Pirish Amaral, on the Yoni Atayra, in Perig Yudale, he adds Nocha Knech. He says the Tafka, the Migdish, is to be Mala Elam Hazel Maila. The Mida of Kuf is Kilo, the highest Mida. The Migdish was Mala the world to the highest, the Spitz Dargah of Ruchnius. Asu Adin Dasa Adam. When a person has Das, the more Das he fills in his life, the more it's Mala him, and Miraimim him to be the Spitz, to be Kuf Ama. From Maralim put together and come out that this Indian that Koimis Adam Kehechel is being Miramizas, the Gavaldiga Yisrael, Hechel Hashem Ema, Adam is a Mikdashmat. The Gemara in Tzadik Bey says the way you make yourself into a Mikdashmat is with Das. That's even in the Mikdash itself, the Kodesh Kadashim was the Aron, the Torah, was the Das Adam, the Das Torah. That's what's Miramim Adam and leave him reach the heights that a person could reach. That's the koima of kufama, the heights that a person could reach in a ruchnistika level. Mara then brings two members on the Talmidei Chachamim. The Rosh Reb Yehuda Reb Simon, Kol Amashra Pana Val Divrei Taira, Ba'alamaze Dainu, he doesn't take care of his guf, the Mara learns, because he's so masa to the Taira. As a Mela, his Torah Panav doesn't have that shine like a person who's taken care of, well, taken care of, that eats well, takes care of everything. But he was Masel Kol Kula to the Torah. As Lasser HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mavik Zivoy La'olam Haba, because he didn't take care of his Gashmias, he didn't care about his looks, his complexion, and everything. As Lasser Lavoy, as he was made his Gashmias for the Torah, as Lasad Lavai, when the Ruchnias of a person comes out, it's going to be Mavik Zimboi. He'll have such a beautiful complexion, such a beautiful Ziv. Ba'olam Haba. Kalamadev Atzmael Divrei Torah Ba'olam Haza. He's hungry, and he learns, Kodesh Baruch Hu Mazbiyai La'olam Haba. As Kipshutai, the Gemara means that somebody who mamish doesn't have food and learns anyway. As man has said, by most people, in fact, the ones who are listening to the Shia, but they have a parnasa, they have food. What is Marav Atzmai Al Taira? As you could say, by Finzet, the Marshal, you're in the middle of Seder, and all of a sudden you get hungry. You're listening to Shir and you're hungry. Okay, so you want to go out and chap a nash. You have a chavrusa and you're hungry. You want to go out and chap something to eat. As that's a little bit of a darga of ma'ariv atzmai, that kilu, it's your time to learn. You'll chaf later on. Many times, if you notice, the Yetzirah pumps always makes us hungry when we're in the middle of learning. That's also gvisr v'china. What do you see in both members of the Gemara? That whatever you give up for Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you back. Because you never lose for your mysterious nefesh. Then the Gemara says that Asir HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give Mali Umsoy Shal Taiva. Gemara dance, how could he, Mali Umsoy Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so big, how could a person be makabel it? As the Gemara says, just like by Midas Piranias, Hashem gives us the koyach to be makabel, as Huadin by Midat Taiva. As Kodim calls the Gavaldigad Kosha, to feel the Abbas Hashem, how much char is mu'usid l'kol echad ve'echad, that it's not even, we don't even have a clay kibble for it, but Hashem will make us have a clay kibble for it. Arikoysem l'chem bracha, at pelitai, Pashit, the Taiva will be so great. That's a spitz, a me'ain of looking into what the schar of Olam Haba is. As Toich the Gemara brings a raya that to the Goydel Aschar from the Memra, Asra Kodesh Baruch Hu Litin L'Kol Tzadik V'Tzadik Gimel Meis V'Asara Olamis L'Hanchu L'Oy V'Yesh Yesh B'Gmatria Tlos Meya. He asked on him, how come you didn't know this memra? Just a little bit about Gosha. My time aloyashkitra be'agalata. There's a time on Abaya that Kinir Abaya was oisig in Abaya of Abayas and Rava called Azman. As Yikilu had a little bit of a time on him, the chilek of Taira is agalata too. Person also has to know agalata. Vinishvi. He asked on him from Had the Amri b'mar Rava Mishmei the Rava b'Amari Tzaruch Beer. It's a Mishnah at the end of Uksin. That's why he's asking from Mar Rava Mishmei the Rava b'Amari. He should ask on Abaye. It's a Mefirsha Mishnah. Mishnah Psay Uksin about Abaye knows. It's Naid Bihude Madura Tinyana and Yeridei Seven Kuf Samachales is Mafalpel Neshay. They want to say there's a difference between the member in the Mishnah and the member over here. And the Melech Shleima in the Mishnah over there has it sad that it was something that was nitoisif on the Mishnayis to be goymer the Mishnayis with the Dovet Toif. Ein Sham the Rayas that he brings is Mepalpel Toif. What's the singing that the Schar is Shayo Lomis as the Pirish of Mishnayis Sham is Masbir that if you take all the Hanois that in Olam Hazeh, which is this world, you take the whole world, every hana that's possible, and you times it by 310 times, you won't even come to the hana of Olam Haza. That's a mashu, a me'ain of what Olam Haba is. The Mishnah Achreina asks over there in the Mishnah in Uksin that why a kol tzaddik v'tzaddik? Everyone gets 310 olamis, everyone gets chas shava. Every tzaddik is different. Some have more mitzvahs, some have less mitzvahs. Why is everyone getting schar shava? Actually, you could be miyashiv. The pasuk says, "Lahanchel oyev ayesh ba'oitzvay seyam imalei." Meaning, the lomis, if you do a shleimus in Taira, you learn sishu sirei mishnah, you have a shleimus of Taira, you say, for 310 olamis of Taira. I, what'll be in every olam? The male, it's a seyem and male, that could be different. A tzaddik that chazes 101 times, he'll be zeicher to much more in his olam. His it's a seyem will be more male. A tzaddik who's chazes less, his it's a seyem will be less a male. The reason why it's nirmaz in the word yesh, the schar lo olam haba, as the Pirush HaMishnayis over there says, is that yesh is a mitzias amiti. As olam hazeh de gahanos are really, they come and go. They're just for kama regayim, and then they finish. You eat a good meal, a good drink. It's just for kama regayim. As you compare this, l'uma zeh, the gonish world, that means yesh. The Gemara continues to daf kuf amid beis. Then the Gemara is masber the next chelik of the Mishnah, the next sheet, the Rebbe Kiva am afa kaire besvarim chi tzaynim. What does it mean? Karav esifrei chetzainim. As in the girsa of the Rif, in the girsa of the Yad Ramah, the goyres b'mkoyim sifrei tzdukim, the goyres sifrei minim. Rashi on the Gemara of tzdukim. Rashi says shekoyfren bekel chai. And they bring down also with censor. It was supposed to be minim. And I saw how the Gemara is. They bring down what was without the censor. As Bekitzer, it's talking about the Sifrei Minus of the Neitzer. And the Rif says that these minim, they were moisif, they were pirshut nach, lefi daitam, veloike chazal. The Rif was a little bit sosim, but the Yad Ramah is masber be'arichos, that it means elu sheminu b'shnias, the noitzerim, that they were pirshu psukim kifi, that it had meanings that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chas v'cholilo kimanos kosha lehoitzi me'aper, that Hashem has a guf kifi the psukim kipshutai. We know of Adel Kaddish Baruch Hu doesn't have a guf, but they believe in different things that are kfira. They believe chas v'chadud the shniyas. We believe that's kfira. We believe in emunah sayichud. Because that's the svarim that we're talking about. These sifrei minim, the Yad Ramah is mitzayim to the Gemara le'elon lamed chesamid beis. It brings down kamin yonim that they will mafarish the psukim kilu shaloi kfiar emunah. These farim that say pshatim in Torah, which are not kifia amuna, not kifia misaira, that is sifrei minim. You have to be careful. The Rif is moisif. See the girsa of the Rosh, and the Bach says that's the proper girsa in the Rif. That gam bedvarim atoivim shebehem also likrais. This iser isn't only in the things that they're writing that are kfira. Even if they write things that aren't kvira, pshatim and psukim that aren't kvira, afilu hachi, it's also likrais. The Ramah brings a very nice raya, two rayas in the Gemara and Avodah Zarah, daf tezayin amud beis to this. It says, the Gemara over there says that Rabbi Elazar was nitvas leminos, as it says, the reason why was he was nenash, that he was nitvas by the goyim for it, is because one time he heard a pshat shal minos, and he was nene, even though that pshat didn't have a minus in it, being that it was from the minim, he was nenash. As you see that even the things that they say that aren't minus mamish, filu hachi, you shouldn't be nene from them. Aleph, Beis, he brings another raya, the Gemara, Darshan's of Pasig, that you have to be marchik from sifrei minim. That's Bukhari laharchik, means not even to go near them. The Rivash in Shailas Achuvas, Rivash Simon Memhei, is further machiv on the Indian, and he says that even if a person says he doesn't believe what they're saying anyway, he knows the truth. Of its mashman, the Mishnah Lechod, he's medayik, hakoyre b'svarim chitzaynim. It doesn't say hamaymin b'svarim chitzaynim, it says hakoyre. As the Kriya Lechod, is enough she'ein lo chelek la'olam haba. Biri's mashma, not that way, but that's what the Rivash is medayik from the Mishnah. Another nekuda the Rivash adds is it's not only the sifrei minim, but any sefer which has minus in it, even if it's a science book and it has she'olam kadmoin, as for shalom, that means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't bari the olam, it came on its own, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mashkiach. these things that are kfira mamish, they lehepuchei amuna. You're not let it be kairi them. It's mamish sefrei minus. Someone said that Israel lahazer, a person shouldn't have it in the net, but ad kambi he does, that chelik of the dvarim that you can get on there is different in yoni minus they send through. So everyone has curiosity, curiosity kills. Meaning chas v'shalom, curiosity can be very dangerous. The person has to be very careful. Chas v'shalom, lo ayin v'dvarim elu, v'ma'od mesukan. Zulay to be meisef, Rabbi Kiva says, ha'kairi sefer minim, that the Yad Ramah brings the Gemara in Chagiga daf tesvava merbeis. It's one Tana that went off the Derech, meaning there were people that went off the Derech. It happened. But a Tana that went off the Derech, that was a Dover She'enu Matzoi, somebody who reached the Darga of a Tana, then went off the Derech, that was very not Matzoi. Acha was a Tana who went off the Derech. So what's the reason why he went off the Derech? The Gemara says two pshatim. One pshat we'll see as Hashem in the next Amid on Kuf Aleph. But the second pshat in the Gemara is that when he got up, there was Sifrei Minim that were Nafal Mechekai. Now, you know, the thing that people hide books that they read, it's not a modern thing. In those days, there are people that they hid books under the cover. Yeah. As man has said, they hide other things under the cover, iPhones, but those days it was books. Because it was not for Micheka, meaning he tried to hide it, but the Maisa, he looked over there, and that's the reason why he went where he went to. So how you could be Maisif, Nitin Rishus, Rebbe Kiva was in the Dar of Acha, Rebbe Kiva was the rabbi of Meir, and these were the four people that were Nichnas Lepardes, Kilo, Rebbe Kiva, Acha, they were at the same time. As when Rikiva saw what happened to Acher, as that was Ma'irim to say, this member of the Mishnah, you see the Sakon Agdal even from Ish Gadol when he reads it. Then the Gemara adds that Akoyre, Rabbi Yosef Amar, B'Seifa ben Sira, Nami Osel Amikre. As the Papuli Charifta, which is a Pirish on the bottom of the Rosh, is Medayik, the Loshon of the Gemara, that he's Yesh Loi Chelik Loi Lam Haba. He should have said, Afa Akoyre B'Seifa ben Sira, Ein Loi Chelik Loi Lam Haba. The Loshon is Nami Osel Amikre. Mashma, that's just the Yisr. But he's Yesh Loi Chelik Loi Lam Haba. Rashi and the Rambam say, what's the Isser? Because he's Mavid the Zaman, like the Gemara says later on. That there are things there that have no point to it. You don't learn anything from it. You don't grow from it. Rambam learns them here. Who are doing other Svarim in a waste of time, like the history stories of Malachim. You absolutely gain nothing from. You shouldn't read. It's mishum ibid zman. It's a iser. It's bittel tayram, but it's not in lechelik loylam haba. But the Be'er Sheva brings that in the Yushalmi brings that gam hakoyr ben sira in lechelik loylam haba. As you could be masbir al pi the Rama that says yesh beze dvarim shemevi o adam loyli shayin al Hashem. It's mashma, even Sefer ben Sira, that certain things that cause the pagam and emuna b'Hashem, that would be Efshar Hezber in the Yerushalmi. The Be'er Sheva goes that the Bavli is choylik on the Yerushalmi anyway, like the Bilpulei Charifta is medayik. The Gemara in the Hemshech brings down one of the things that it says over there, is that a daiga kills people, and it's important to get rid of it, not to have daigas. As it says, we have a pasuk like that also. Shlomo HaMelech Mishlei says, daiga b'lev ish yisichena. As the Chofetz Chaim, in Hilchos Lashon Hara, Klal Yud, Sif Yud Dalet Bago. It's an interesting suffix. Dainu in the Gemara over here is mavur, that if a person has a daiga tzar in his lave, he's allowed to discuss it with others. As he says, the pashas is mashma, even if the tzar is about other people, where it could run into lashon hara. Hamafilu hachi, it's called a tayeles, that you're allowed to be misapa lashon hara. Kemuvan, the Chafetz Chaim says, even if it's a heter, you have to be shomer the tnayim of all heter of lashon hara l'tayeles, you're not allowed to say l'shem sina, v'chulei. He wants to buy from this pasuk a naya heter that's called a tayeles, that a person could be misapa lashon hara. As the lashon l'Chafetz Chaim is efshar. In the Dirshu Mishneh Berurah Chofetz Chaim's, they bring down from Rav Nissen Karelitz that he was knocked, that this is a heter l'maisa. They bring down Rav Shlomo Zalman was matter for a husband to listen to his wife when she has daigas and she wants to tell it over. In the Sefer Chassidim in Oy Samach Dalid, it's mashma also that there is a heter l'shmaya. He says because you're doing the shomeya has a tayeles. By listening to the person, you're able to calm him down. He says you should also try to be mamayit in his kas. You know, listen, I understand it's very hard. Maybe he didn't mean it. Maybe he didn't know. Try to be magia the person if possible. Abha gufa, the fact that someone's listening to him, just gufa calms him down. This heter is only if you're the first person he's telling it to, the first, the second. But if he's making it a habit and he's going around telling everyone, that means he's out to fashmet him, to give him a bad name. As then you're not allowed to listen. In the Dirshu Chofetz Chaim, they bring them from Eliashiv, an interesting sack. They asked him that sometimes there are groups that get together where they discuss the different saras they went through, and through speaking it through, as with other people, they get chizuk. They said Rabbi Yashiv was mefakfek on this. He said that the ikur tayeles is to speak to someone that is a metapel, someone that could be mechazik you. Say, therefore, you can go to a group and just say over all the lashon hara in the world, and the people there that are sitting that aren't mechazik you and aren't helping you, yesh lodin, if there would be a heter. Interesting, the quote, yesh lodin v'lidayim l'palpel. Minishvi, we see in the Gemara that daiga is machlash a person. Could even be machlish a person, that it could be a hariga person, machle aleinu, heart attacks, those what other things are caused in constant sar and constant daigas that a person have, even a giba should be gibayrim. As kan is the makom to be machazik in bitachin. A person that lives with a bitachon, he lives in a different world. He's constantly being mechazik in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he doesn't have the same daigas that another person whose mali daigas has, because he lives with bitachon that are called the Avid Rachmana L'Tav Avid, in what happened already. But in the future, he's not worried, because Hashem's always there to protect him. Remember, the Gemara in the Hemshech says, Al Tidik Daigas Machar brings down Shalo Yedeim Ma'ilid Yoyim. While people are so worried about the future, you don't know what will be in the future. People are worried what will be with their children, their grandchildren, their bechulei. They're worried about themselves, what will be in 5 years, in 10 years. And stop worrying about the future. Al tidik daigis macha. Live in the present. Live in what's now. And another thing, Rabbi Shulman Levi Omar, Ko Yimei Ani Rayim, at the bottom of the Amid, Kufam Bebei, Zeshadaita Ksara, Vitaivle Mishtatamid, Zeshadaita Rechava. As Rashi explains it in the top of Kufalef Amid Aleph, Shadaita Ksara, Mesim Leliboy, called Divis Chaveroi, Vidoyagal Masha Osid Lavoyalov. certain people that they worry about everything. They worry about everything for themselves. And even when someone else tells them, they get worried about everyone else too. It's called Yimayim Royim. They're always suffering. They're worried about this one, they're worried about this one, they're worried about that, they're worried about that. They're Pasha, they don't have a levit. They're always worried. Either he said Toiv Leiv, somebody who has Daita Yerchova, in a Mesum Liwai Ladaiga Kolkach. Dainu, he lives with Bitachan, he lives with Amunah Bashem. It's the biggest char in Olam Hazeh for having the Midah of Bitachan is that you're Batuach. You don't have Daigas. It saves you from all the worries of this world.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Maror HaKleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.